Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where I'm joined. It's a shared talk, double act here with Alex McKinley and Conkers. Can't remember your real name now, actually.
Peter Higgins, Zach. You say this every time.
I prefer Conkers. It's it's more friendly, user friendly. It's like a brand, isn't it? So you've been interviewing lots of people, actually, better than I do, obviously.
No, Zach. I'm trying to get to your standard.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah. Right, two things to talk about today. First of all, actually, there's a stock you wanted to talk about, Alex. So maybe talk about that first.
Eco Atlantic Oil and Gas. They IPO'd on Wednesday. Share talk with the first ones out the block, excuse the pun, Wednesday morning with the interview from Gil, the CEO. And they look a very interesting company. I think people will pick up on them. I think the sector's picking up as well for the junior players.
Well, that's the other thing I was going to say. I mean, I'm not saying that almost anything is going to go up now, but it's been a real, the start of this year has been one of the best starts on AIM for many years, probably like 10 years plus. Any reasons behind that? Is it Trump? Is it oil? You know, is it oil price? What is it?
Well, if you go on the oil price, it's oil. Oil's changing. And politically, Trump, being the character he is, oil is on the up anyway. So you look at the junior markets, you can look at the players. You've got Horse Hill will be coming up in the future. That'll excite everybody. Then you've got the wheelbase and what's going on there at the moment. So it's definitely, and you've got Trent come back to the markets after suspension, 2,500 barrels a day. It's there, like.
So it's just a good new phase in the whole oil and gas type era.
I think so, yeah. A lot of people had a bad experience just for Christmas with their COPL, because exploration doesn't always work out the way they want it. But this company's out there actually producing. There's some good stuff out there.
Okay, well, let's go on to Conkers. You're going to tell us about next week's event.
Yeah, ShareTalk have put together Innovative Investors event in Cardiff. So we've got some significant individuals that are going to be there. We've got Gervase Williams of Mighton Group, who'll be talking about his book, Retreat of Globalization. We've got Chris Bailey of Financial Orbit, which I know you know really well.
Yeah, well, I argue with him all the time. Sparring partners.
Exactly. So he'll be talking about all things macro and also giving some ideas as to where value is in the market, some share ideas, etc. Got Shear Green there, which is a local financial wealth company, talking about all things to do with long-term investing. We've got EGS, EG Solutions. We've got Elizabeth Gooch there, MBE, by the way. So you might have to,
Behave
properly when you see her.
That rules me out.
And then we've got Kryptonite One, a blockchain technology company there talking. We've got Wired Cells Group covering stem cells. And we've got a really nice guy called Jeff Smith, who's going to be doing a sponsored trek to Everest. So that's essentially what we're going to do. We're going to cover a lot of different things.
So it's a big mix of things.
Big mix. The
mountaineering to fund managing to anything.
Exactly. The whole point of the show is about innovative companies. Yeah. So the essence is that ShareTalk started as a concept which was primarily buried in oil and mining, which was trying to diversify and to enable everybody else to get an audience regarding tech, big data, fintech, blockchain, etc. So the event's the 18th. Got to book your tickets now, because
they're going quite well.
Yeah,
you know. Okay. I just want to ask one question about ShareTalk, because I mean, every week we have Steve Lariton, who's your analyst, the analyst supreme, and I don't know how he does it, but he just seems to come up with these companies, you know, even though they're very obscure, but you know, Connemara or Aminex, and I mean, is it all about research? Is it? I mean, what's the? Because there are plenty of share or financial websites out there, but they don't seem to have that substance in terms of the fundamentals. Is it all about research?
It's a lot to do with research. I think with Steve and other members of this team, what we're trying to do is spend time to do the research. The more research you do, the better your filters are, the less likely you are to make mistakes. And sometimes the best investments you make are the ones you don't take. Mm. Right? So if you do enough filter and you find five companies out of 200 and you monitor them and you track them, you look at their assets, look at the history, look at the geopolitical stuff going on around it, you're more likely to get one or two gems out of that. But if you're doing a scattergun approach where you just, you know, on a bulletin board and you see one person saying, I like this, and then that's all you've done is that's your primary research, you're likely to make a mistake. So with Steve and other members of the team, we do a lot of what you call almost forensic research. So you've got to go further and further and further down and then decide, would I put my money in this company? Would I back this management team? And that's what we do, and that's why we come up with certain ideas.
But I mean, the problem is you see other people who just are talking about companies, mm-hmm. And you find out they're either losing money or they're trying to raise money. Mm-hmm. It's a PR thing, it's not an investment thing.
Yeah.
And how come you're not doing what the normal thing is to do, the PR thing or the plugging thing, let's say?
Because we have a duty of care. I said this to you last time, Zach. We have a duty of care to the audience that we've got. We've now having a million hits per month at the site. We're getting more unique visitors all the time. And that's because we are neutral, but we do lots of research. And what we're trying to do is say, look, here's the information. Decide what is it that you want to do. And the important thing about us is that we want people to come back to our site. We don't want them to label us as this, that, or the other. We want them to label us as a site where they can go with due care and attention to say, look, these guys have done their research. This stock's here. Now I go and do my other research. We're not tipping any shares. We're saying, here's the information. Go and research it yourself as well.
All right, just a final reminder of the event on February the 18th.
Yeah.
It's at the Cardiff Museum.
Cardiff Museum, 18th of February. Blockchain, tech, big data, Internet of Things.
Pharmaceutical.
Yeah, pharmaceutical, stem cells industry, and obviously long-term investing. So you've got internet tech veterans there, you've got wealth industry veterans there.
Yeah.
So whatever it is that's your bag, we'll be covering it that evening.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Zach.